In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. I want to say hello to a three-year-old beautiful little girl named Mary Ella, who sings the entrance song with it, and I'm so grateful. I have met her father today, and Mary Ella, God bless you. You know, I'm going to ask you to pray for me so that I would do God's will. I'm looking at the 21st chapter of St. Luke. Jesus looked up and saw rich people putting their gifts into the treasury, and he also saw a poor widow put in two small copper coins. He said, "Truly, I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all of them, for all of them have contributed out of their abundance. But she, out of her poverty, has put in all she had to live on." This widow, I think, is a picture of Jesus crucified, that he gives everything for us, that he so loved us that he mounted the cross and just gave everything for us. His precious blood, which forgives our sins, and the grace of God that flows from Calvary. The destruction of the temple foretold. When some were speaking about the temple, this is chapter 21, Luke, verse 5, how it was adorned with beautiful stones and gifts dedicated to God, he said, "As for these things that you see, the days will come when not one stone will be left upon another. All will be thrown down." We see that in the year 70, that the temple was completely destroyed, not one stone upon another. Jesus says, "We are the temples of the Holy Spirit." They asked him, "Teacher, when will this be, and what will be the sign that this is about to take place?" And he said, "Beware that you are not led astray, for many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and the time is near. Do not go after them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for these things must first take place, but the end will not follow immediately." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be great earthquakes in various places, famines and plagues, and there will be dreadful portents and great signs from heaven." I want you to pray for the people in Texas today. These poor people have had more than 50 inches of rain that has destroyed their homes, their lands, and everything that they own. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, have mercy upon these people in Texas, in Houston, in all the places where the rain fell. Have mercy upon them, Lord God, because you are in love with them. Let them not be so sad that they give up, but give them the strength to fight and to fight with you, that their houses and homes will be rebuilt in the name of Jesus. But before all this occurs, they will arrest you, persecute you, and they will hand you over to the synagogues, to prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors because of my name. This will give you an opportunity to testify. And again, these things are happening in the Middle East. These things are happening in Asia. These things are happening with Muslims. These things are happening with African countries, Nigeria. Priests have been taken off and kidnapped. Yes, that they have done this. So make up your minds not to prepare your defense in advance, for I will give you words and a wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to withstand or contradict. You will be betrayed even by parents, brothers, relatives, friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your souls. By your endurance, that we would endure, that we would persevere. It's not a one-year thing. It's a life experience with Jesus. Yes, it's our endurance and our perseverance. We need to persevere in the gospel. We need to persevere in loving people. We need to persevere in caring for the poor. We need to persevere in surrendering our life to the Lord Jesus Christ. The destruction of Jerusalem foretold. And when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that its desolation has come near. Then those in Judea must flee to the mountains, and those inside the city must leave it, and those out of the country must not enter it, for these are the days of vengeance as the fulfillment of what is written, woe to those who are pregnant, to those who are nursing infants in those days, for there will be great distress on the earth and wrath against the people. They will fall by the edge of the sword and be taken away as captives among nations. And Jerusalem will be trampled on by the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles are fulfilled. We are living still in the time of the Gentiles, but when that ends, we'll have the time of the Jews. And St. Paul says in chapter of Romans 9, 10, and 11, that every Jew will be saved. There will be salvation. They will come to the cross. They will come to Jesus, the coming of the Son of Man. There will be signs in the sun and in the moon. We just had signs. The stars in all the earth, distress among nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear. They have nothing to be afraid of. Why? Because we belong to Jesus. We have nothing to be afraid of. And foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of heaven will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds with power and great glory. Now when you see these things begin to take place, stand up, raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing nigh. The lesson of the fig tree. Then he told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. We have seen hurricanes, we have seen earthquakes, we have seen signs in the sky. Is Jesus coming back soon? I have no idea. But we are to endure till the end. We are to persevere in faith till the end. We have not been persecuted in the United States. I call the persecution that we have been given is the popcorn stage. They've thrown popcorn at us. But I tell you, there are people in Africa, Asia, who have been persecuted because they believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, there is a dream that's happening to Muslims. A white man with a white robe appears to them. They want to know who it is. And of course, it's Jesus. And he lets himself be known. And they have to be Christians in secret. In secret, because they'd kill them. So these things are happening. Be on your guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life. And that day will catch you unexpected, like a trap, for it will come upon all who live on the face of the earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man. Oh yes, the only thing I want to hear from Jesus is, well done, good and faithful servant, as we stand before the Son of Man. Oh yes, I will say, Lord, I was so weak and you came to my rescue in my weakness. You gave me your strength. I was so sinful and you said, trust in me, trust in me, trust in me. Every day he was teaching in the temple, and at night he would go out and spend the night on the Mount of Olives, as it was called. And all the people would get up early in the morning and listen to him in the temple. And I'm going to tell you, Jesus preached and preached and preached. He didn't preach for 45 minutes. He preached and preached and preached. And the people were there to hear him because he did not tickle their ears. He spoke with authority. He spoke with authority. Chapter 22. Now the festival of unleavened bread, which is called Passover, was near. The chief priests and the scribes were looking for a way to put Jesus to death, for they were afraid of the people. Why? Because the people follow Jesus. They want to hear him. They want to be touched by him. They want to be healed by him. Oh yes, they were afraid of the people. Then the devil Satan entered into Judas Iscariot, who was one of the 12. He went away and conferred with the chief priests and officers of the temple police about how he might betray Jesus to them. They were greatly pleased and agreed to give him money. So he consented and began to look for an opportunity to betray Jesus. Oh Lord God, I pray that I would never betray you. Judas betrayed you with a kiss. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, that I would never betray you by the grace of God, that I would persevere in faith until the end. To them that no crowd was present. Then came the day of unleavened bread, on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. Who is the Passover lamb? Jesus is the Passover lamb. What does John the Baptist say? Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. So Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, go and prepare the Passover meal for us, and we may eat it. They asked him, where do you want us to make preparations for it? Listen, he said to them, when you have entered the city, Jerusalem, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Well, women were the only ones that carried water to their homes. But this is a man carrying water, so it's going to be very, very... you're going to know it's this is the person. It's just the way it is, because women carried the water. You will follow him into the house that he enters and say to the owner of the house, the teacher asks you, where is your guest room, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples? He will show you a large room upstairs, already furnished. Make preparations for us there. So they went and found everything as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover meal. I tell you, Jesus is our Passover. He is the Lamb who takes away the sins of the world. He is the one who mounted the cross and shed his blood for us. The institution of the Holy Eucharist. When the hour came, he took his place at the table and the apostles with him, and he said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. This took place on Holy Thursday. For I tell you, I will not eat it until its fulfillment in the kingdom of God. Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he said, take this and divide it among you, for I tell you, from now on I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. Then he took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In other words, he took the bread and it became the very body and blood, soul and divinity of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what happens at Mass, that we receive the body and blood, soul and divinity of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he did the same with the cup after supper, saying, "This cup that is poured out for you is a new covenant in my blood. But see, the one who betrays me is with me, and his hand is on the table. For the Son of Man is going as it has been determined, but woe to that one by whom he is betrayed." Then they began to ask one another which one of them it would be who would betray him. A dispute arose among them as to which one of them was to be regarded as the greatest. You know, they're with Jesus all these years, and they're still looking to be great. And Jesus has come to serve and not to be served. They still haven't got it. You see why Jesus has to die, to purify their souls. They're fighting about who is the greatest one. Jesus Christ is the greatest one, and what he did on Holy Thursday was he washed the feet of his disciples that did the job of a slave. But he said to them, "The kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those in authority over them are called benefactors, but not so with you. Rather, the greatest among you must become like the youngest, and the leader like one who serves. For who is greater, the one who is at table or the one who serves? Is it not the one at table? But I have come among you as one who serves. You are those who have stood by me in my trials, and I confer on you, just as my Father has conferred on me, a kingdom, so that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and you will sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel." You see, Jesus takes the cup and says, "This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant." How we need to be at the Eucharist, how we need to be fed with the Word of God and the body and blood of Christ. We need to be fed. People say we don't drink the blood, but we believe that in the body is also the blood. The body and blood is in the Holy Communion. I believe that. I know that to be true. "Simon, Simon," "no, you have stood by me in my trials, and I confer on you, just as my Father has conferred on me, a kingdom, so that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and you will sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Simon, Simon, listen. Satan has demanded to sift you out, all of you out, like wheat. But I have prayed for you that your own faith may not fail. And you, when you once have turned back, strengthen your brothers." He tells Simon that they're all going to be tempted. Yes, they're going to deny him. They run away from the cross. But Jesus said, "I prayed for you, Simon. I prayed for you, Peter. And when you turn your again toward me, strengthen your brethren." And he said to him, "Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and even to death." Jesus said, "I tell you, Peter, the cock will not crow this day until you have denied me three times, and you know me, that you know me." He said to them, "When I sent you out without a purse, bag, or sandals, did you lack anything?" They said, "No, we did not lack a thing." He said to them, "But now the one who has a purse must take it, and likewise a bag, and the one who has no sword must sell his cloak and buy one. For I tell you, the scripture must be fulfilled in me, and he was counted among the lawless, and indeed what is written about me is being fulfilled." They said, "Lord, look here are two swords. Jesus replied, it is enough. He came out and wept, as was his custom, on the Mount of Olives, and the disciples followed Jesus. When he reached the place, he said to them, pray that you may not come into temptation. Pray that you might not come into trial. Then he withdrew from them about a stone's throw, knelt down and prayed, Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. What cup? The cup of agony that was being touched and being drawn into him. He said, when I am lifted up, I will draw all men into myself. He's not saying, I don't want to die. He's saying, this is very heavy. I need help. Would you just help me? And he does. You'll see how. Yet not my will, but yours be done. Then an angel from heaven appeared to Jesus and gave him strength. In his anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down on the ground. When he got up from prayer, he came to his disciples and found them sleeping. Why? Because of their grief, it was heavy. And he said to them, why are you sleeping? Get up and pray that you may not enter into the time of trial. While he was still speaking, suddenly a crowd came, and the one called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He approached Jesus and kissed him, but Jesus said to him, Judas, is it with a kiss that you are betraying the Son of Man? When those who were around him saw what was coming, they asked, Lord, should we strike with the sword? Then one of them struck the slave of the high priest and cut off his ear, his right ear. But Jesus said, no more of this. And he touched his ear and healed him. Then Jesus said to the chief priests, the officers of the temple police, and the elders who had come from him, have you come out with swords and clubs as if you were coming out for a bandit? When I was with you day after day in the temple, you did not lay hands on me, but this is your hour, the power of darkness. I tell you, Jesus is still in control. He's in control, and he knows that this is the power and the hour of darkness. And we must know that we are living in a world that is filled with darkness. And the scripture says God is light. We need to be in the light. Jesus is the light. He said, I am the light of the world. We need to be with Jesus every single day. We need to give him our lives. We need to allow him to love us. How we need the love of Jesus. How we need that God would do miracles in us. Oh yes, Lord. Oh yes, that you would do miracles in us. And the greatest miracle is perseverance. That we would persevere loving you during all our trials. Perseverance. 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 We need to pray for perseverance. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and the Word became flesh and pitched his tent among us, dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. God bless Mary Ella and all the little children who listen to these broadcasts, that they would grow up to be men and women of God, filled with the Holy Spirit and doing the works of Jesus. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.